You're in tune to WRFR, the voice of good music for Rockland. It's time for the Flipside Show. Once again, it is time for the Flipside Show, and I'm your host, Spike Hisson. Well, hello to the listening audience of WRFR. Welcome once again to the Flipside Show. This is the sixth in a series devoted to the records that were recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. And if I'm talking fast, it's because we've got a lot of material to cover and so little time to do it in. But let me explain what the recording studio was all about. The Rockland Recording Studio was located on Maverick Street in the old Legion Hall and was owned and engineered by Jim Deans. He was a retired naval officer and was also the custodian for the Legion Hall. And the studio began in the early 1960s and went up to the late 70s. And a good number of records were the result of this studio. And many of the records have the Rockland label, but some other recordings were nationally released on labels such as Tower and Lorry and Critique. And so, let's start off this show with something that was released on the Rockland label, recorded around 1965. This is the Sonny Cardilli Quartet, with Sonny Cardilli on guitar, Billy Gaudette on flugelhorn, Brian Brown on drums, and John Parker on bass. This is a cut from the album titled Nice and Tasty. This is Lil Darlin', right here on WRFR.
Thank you.
Very nice. That was Lil Darlin', written by Neil Hefti and played by the Sonny Cardilli Quartet. That was a track from the album Nice and Tasty, recorded around 1965, with Sonny Cardilli on guitar, Brian Brown on drums, Billy Gaudette on flugelhorn, and John Parker on bass. If you'll indulge me for just a moment, I'd like to read a few things from the liner notes on the back of this album. The liner notes were written by Phil Brown, and here are a few things about the musicians. Sonny Cardilli was born and raised in Portland, Maine. More important, he was raised with Johnny Smith, one of the finest jazz guitarists of our era. So don't be surprised to hear Sonny reflecting the jazz excellence of Johnny Smith in his playing. Sonny has played all the way from Maine to Texas and back again via New York and Boston. Billy Gaudette's flugelhorn is well known in the Portland area, and he is another pillar of jazz in New England. Bill currently plays in the band of Don Doan, a top-flight trombonist who recently resigned from Maynard Ferguson's big band in favor of being closer to home and family and having a big band of his own, staffed by some excellent musicians on the home scene. Billy could easily be a musical twin to Clark Terry as far as his playing goes. John Parker plays excellent bass and trumpet. You'll hear him on this LP only on bass, and he is a fine arranger in his own right. He is currently head of the music department of a three-pronged high school system, and all I can say is that those high schools should really swing, what with John in charge of the music. Brian Brown, the drummer, is in his early teens, and I won't say too much about him because we are distantly related, and I would hate to have anyone call me prejudiced, but I do hope you enjoy the excellent time that he keeps on the 10 tunes on this LP. Bry has been playing professionally since he was 12 years old and has sat in on drums with the bands of Louis Armstrong, Cy Zentner, and the Glenn Miller Band under the direction of Ray McKinley. He has also sat in with the groups of Howard McGee, Zoot Sims, Charlie Shavers, Charlie Mariano, and Ruby Braff. Just after this LP was completed, he played 7 nights with the Howard McGee Quartet at the Surf Hotel in Newport, Rhode Island, during the Newport Jazz Festival. Some people are born with knowing where jazz is at, and this boy is one of them. Without a good recording engineer, nothing can come out right on the final waxing, so it is time to salute Jim Deans, a retired naval officer who is fast turning into a recording engineer par excellence. To see him work is pure pleasure, and could you be there to see it, you'd swear that he is in love with these dials and knobs and hundreds of feet of wire and multiple microphones. Jim is a real perfectionist and has done a fine job producing this LP. And those are just excerpts from the liner notes that were written by Phil Brown on the back of the Nice and Tasty album by Sonny Cardilli. You're listening to WRFR, and this is The Flipside Show, and I am your host, Spike Hissong, breathing new life into the records that were recorded right here in the Rockland Recording Studio. And now I would like to play a record here. Supposedly, it was reported that this record was recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. I've not found any information to substantiate that, nor dispute it, so I'm going to include it anyway. This is Linda J. and the Tumbleweeds, and this is on the EC label. This is Country Girl.
I was born a country girl, and I will die a country girl. My world is made of blue skies and sunshine, green fields and butterflies. Oh, I'm so happy I'm that country girl. Girl, and I sleep to the sound whippoorwill. My day is made of puppies and kittens, meadows and daisies. Oh, I'm so glad I'm that country girl. Running over hills, playing in the woods, free breezes blowing. Honeybees are swarming, blackbirds are flying, wonder where they're going. Picking stick-me-tights off my gingham dress, darkness is falling. Firewood to carry, eggs together in, supper's ready. Mama's calling. I was born a country girl, and I will die that country girl. My world is made of blue skies and sunshine, green fields and butterflies. Oh, I'm so happy I'm that country girl.
Thank you. seems so hard to bear. I'll wake and know you won't be there. You've grown tired and now you say we're through.
And that was a Bobby Gysin feature. Bobby Gysin on guitar doing Buckaroo. That was a track from the Try It, You'll Like It album. Also before that, from the Try It, You'll Like It album, was Fred Tommy Thompson doing Born to Lose. We started off with Linda J. and the Tumbleweeds on the EC label, Country Girl. You're listening to WRFR, and this is The Flipside Show, and I am your host, Spike Hissong. And right now, I'd like to give a great big, tremendous thank you to the Rockland Golf Club, 594-9322, located on 606 Old County Road in Rockland. Now, how many of you remember this band? This is on the Rockland label, recorded in the early 1960s. Can't find too much information on this one, but this is Don Dorsey and the Furies. This is Do the Bend.
Come on, everybody, gonna knock myself out.
Around the World by the Woody Woodman Combo. That was a track from the album titled To Our Friends, recorded in the early to mid-1970s. Incidentally, the personnel on this record was Woody Woodman on saxophone, Dana Smith on piano, Stan Pazinski doubling on both guitar and bass, and Bob Jones on drums. Before that, we heard Little Green Apples, a track from the 16 Strings album recorded in 1970 that featured Bobby Gysin on lead guitar, Sonny Cardilli on rhythm guitar, and Dick Cash on bass guitar. Before that, we heard Don Dorsey and the Furies, Do the Bend, recorded in the early 1960s. You're listening to WRFR, and this is The Flipside Show, and I am your host, Spike Hissong, playing all records that were recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. And now time for a sacred set. We're going to start things off with the Harborside Gospel Quartet. This is a track from their very first record in 1969, A New Name in Glory, right here on WRFR.
I was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. There's a new name written down in glory,
and it's mine,
and it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine,
yes, it's mine. And the white robe angels sing the story. A sinner
has come home,
for there's a new name written down in glory.
And it's mine,
and it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine,
yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, nevermore to roam. I was humbly kneeling at the cross, fearing not but God's angry frown. When the heavens opened and I saw that my name was written down, there's a new name written down in glory.
And it's mine,
and it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine,
yes, it's mine. And the white robe angels sing the story. A sinner has come home,
has come home.
For there's a new name written down in glory.
And it's mine,
and it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine,
yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, nevermore to roam. In the book 'tis written, saved by grace, oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I am forgiven, and I know by the blood I am made whole. There's a new name written down in glory.
And it's mine,
and it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine,
yes, it's mine. And the white robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home,
has come home.
For there's a new name written down in glory.
And it's mine,
and it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine,
yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, nevermore to roam.
Never been a friend like Jesus. I have never found a friend so true. When I weaken and my steps grow wayward, then he comes to me with strength anew. We walk hand in hand through this pilgrim land. Here we linger for a day, but soon we'll leave this land of night for that land so bright. There my friend and I will stay. Let me recommend this friend so faithful. He will understand your deepest need. For he's walked this lonely path before us, and he's able every step to lead. We walk hand in hand through this pilgrim land. Here we linger for a day, but soon we'll leave this land of night for that land so bright. There my friend and I will stay.
Don't wait too long, you will be sorry. Sorry you waited to watch and pray. You better give your heart to Jesus and let him guide you from day to day. Then when death comes, you won't be lonely. You know he's there, close by your side. He will go with you through yonder valley, for he has promised not to leave your side. If you go places he would not go, remember one thing he told you so. Don't keep on yielding to worldly sin. You will be lost in the very end. Then when death comes, you will be lonely. Then you will want him close by your side. Too late to pray, God will not hear you. Just read in Proverbs 1:28. Don't wait too long, you will be sorry. Sorry you waited to watch and pray. You better give your heart to Jesus and let
see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my song, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
From 1971 on the second album by the Harborside Gospel Quartet, How Great Thou Art. Before that, we heard Everett Basford from the early 1960s, Don't Wait Too Long. And before that, Pastor Dan Arnold from 1979, My Friend and I. And we started the sacred set off with the Harborside Gospel Quartet from the first album, A New Name and Glory, from 1969. You're listening to WRFR, and this is The Flipside Show, and I'm your host, Spike Hissong, focusing on the records that were recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. And incidentally, if there's anybody out there in the listening audience of WRFR who happens to have any historical information on the Rockland Recording Studio or records that came from the studio, please get in contact with me. You can call me at 596-0048, or you can get in contact with me through the WRFR website. That's by going to www.wrfr.org. Let's go back to the Nice and Tasty album, Sonny Cardilli Quartet, with Sonny Cardilli on guitar, Brian Brown on drums, John Parker on bass, and on this particular track, Bob Simpson on vibes. And I'd like to read for you just a few words about Bob Simpson that was on the liner notes on the back of the album. Bobby Simpson is, in my opinion, one of the finest vibes men playing today, and this is tremendously hard to understand when one considers that he lives and works in East Millinocket, Maine, without a hint of jazz in town, except for the beautiful jazz spirit that abides in and around him. So here we go with Misty. That was Misty by the Sonny Cardelli Quartet, recorded around 1965. That was a track from the Nice and Tasty album. You're listening to WRFR, and this is The Flipside Show, and I'm your host, Spike Hissong, playing records that came from the Rockland Recording Studio. And we've got time for just one more number, so here's Gary Meister. This is a track from the Mainly Country album. This is Take Me Back.
Yesterday slips away and leaves me all alone to find all the things of which I sing. I've lost and left them all behind. Memories and broken dreams appear to be what's left of me. I'm locked and tied, or so it seems, but before they throw away the key, take me back for just today. I know you must go away, as the clock upon the wall can testify. Show the love light in your eyes, help to make me realize. Take me back for just today, or I'll just die. Take me back for just today. I know you must go away, as the clock upon the wall can testify. Show the love light in your eyes, help to make me realize. Take me back for just today, or I'll just die. Take me back for just today. I know you must go away, as the clock upon the wall can testify. Show the love light in your eyes, help to make me realize. Take me back for just today.
Recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio and released on Critique Records, that was Gary Meister doing Take Me Back. And you heard it right here on WRFR. This has been The Flipside Show, and I'm your host, Spike Hissong. And that looks like all the time that we have for today, folks. Tune in again next week as we play more records from the Rockland Recording Studio. This program was transcribed at the Flipside for WRFR Rockland, 93.3 on your dial.